Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's apps, and Dan's with a little stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by emotions? Like the news headlines, your inbox, or even just that one friend who loves drama are constantly throwing curveballs your way? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. In today's world, staying mentally resilient can feel like trying to balance a stack of Jenga blocks on a roller coaster. But fear not, my friends, because we've got a powerful tool in our arsenal that can help us build a fortress of calm amidst the chaos. Journaling. Yep, you heard me right, the good old-fashioned pen and paper can be a secret weapon for mental toughness. Think about it, journaling isn't just about jotting down your daily to-do list or venting about your frustrating morning commute, though, let's be honest, those are valid entries too. It's about actively engaging with your thoughts and emotions, getting them out of that mental hamster wheel, and processing them in a healthy way. So, how does this translate into real-life resilience? Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Clarity is power. When you write down your feelings, fears, or even just those swirling thoughts that keep popping up, you gain clarity. You start to see patterns, understand triggers, and identify the root causes of those emotional rollercoaster rides. It's like shining a light on the hidden mechanisms behind your reactions, giving you the power to make conscious choices instead of just reacting impulsively. 2. Emotional Regulation 101. Journaling allows you to process emotions in a safe space. You can vent without judgment, analyze why you feel certain ways, and ultimately develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of it as your own personal therapy session, but without the hefty price tag. 3. The Art of Reframing. Ever catch yourself spiraling into negative thoughts? Journaling gives you the chance to challenge those thought patterns. You can write down your worries, then ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's the evidence for and against it? By actively questioning your thoughts, you start to gain perspective and shift towards a more balanced view. Oh, gratitude. The unexpected strength booster. Yes, even amidst the chaos, there are always things to be grateful for. Regularly writing down what you appreciate, big or small, can significantly boost your overall well-being and resilience. It's like training your brain to focus on the positive, creating a more optimistic outlook. 5. A record of your growth. Looking back at past entries can be incredibly powerful. You can see how far you've come, recognize patterns in your behavior, and celebrate your triumphs. This visual reminder of your progress fuels motivation and reinforces your resilience. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, you're already feeling overwhelmed by that mountain of emails, and your commute was a nightmare. You arrive at work stressed and on edge, ready to snap at the first person who asks you for something. But wait. Remember those journaling superpowers we talked about? Instead of letting that stress take over, you take 5 minutes to jot down your feelings. I'm feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and just plain exhausted. Then, you challenge those thoughts. Is this day really going to be a total disaster? What can I do to regain control? Maybe you decide to focus on one task at a time, take a quick walk outside for some fresh air, or listen to your favorite upbeat playlist. By acknowledging and processing your emotions through journaling, you've turned that potential meltdown into a moment of clarity and self-awareness. You're now equipped to handle the day with more grace and resilience. See? Journaling isn't just about writing, it's about transforming your mental landscape. It's about building inner strength, developing emotional intelligence, and navigating life's challenges with more confidence and calm. So, my friends, I encourage you to grab a notebook and pen or fire out that digital journaling app and start exploring the incredible power of words. Remember, every day is a chance to cultivate resilience, one thought, one feeling, one journal entry at a time. And hey, if you have any insights or stories about your own journaling journey, share them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of confident, resilient individuals together. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep those journals flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.